Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are you trying to learn a different language? Have you ever wondered just how effective the likes of the learning apps, I'm sure many of you have probably come across Duolingo, how effective are they? Are you better off maybe just sticking your head in the books? Well, our next guest, Rowan Harris, spent 2 years using Duolingo every single day. What language, Rowan, first of all, were you trying to learn?
Hi, I was learning Spanish on Duolingo.
How did it go after 2 years?
It went well because I'd say I only did about 2 or 3 minutes per day.
Okay.
And, you know, it just turned into the habit. So I was learning a lot, I think.
Yeah. And like, did you do that every day?
Every day, yeah, I did. It was mainly just the streak. That's the thing. Because I have the thing on my phone which tells me that my streak's about to die. So like every night before I'm about to go to bed, I have to do it or else, you know, I'd feel disappointed. So that's what kept it up.
So the accountability part works.
Yeah, for sure it does.
Yeah. So, like, would you say, are you fluent now? Can you hold conversation?
Definitely not fluent, but I wouldn't be too bad, but it's kind of just the basics it gives you because a lot of the time it doesn't give you grammar, it doesn't give you tenses. It's mainly vocab, you know? So talking in certain scenarios, I wouldn't be able to say anything. But for day to day, I found it very useful, yeah.
Had you any Spanish background at all? Did you study it at any point in school? Or?
No, I never did. I did French in school and then I decided to do that on Duolingo, yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that you've, you know, you kind of have to buy into it every day and you get a notification if you don't,
exactly.
That probably helps. But it's also, it doesn't sound like it's a big commitment.
It's not too bad. It's only the notifications is the thing that gets you. But for me, it was literally just, you know, I do like one or two lessons a day just to keep it up. And then you just find after a while that you just know stuff, you know. You don't really seem like you're doing anything day to day. And then you just end up, you just get better as it goes, you know.
Yeah. How did you find using something? Look, there's plenty of other, I should say, language learning apps out there. Duolingo is probably the one a lot of people are aware of. But how did you find using that? Or why did you decide to use that rather than, you know, the less stress, more success Spanish is the book I remember from school?
Well, I didn't really have, it wasn't really a conscious decision. It's just I have a friend from Spain and I wanted to start speaking with him in Spanish. So it was just one summer after, because he was here to visit me after he left. After we dropped him off at the airport, I kind of just downloaded it in the car. And that was about 2 years ago. And ever since then, I kind of just do a bit every day.
Yeah.
And it was never really a conscious decision that like, I want to specifically start learning Spanish for this or that. It was kind of just like, you know, I might as well if I have the time and it would be a really good tool to have. So that was pretty much it. But I never really looked at it as studying for it. That's why I never got books or anything.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like almost a hobby.
My own colleague here, Kieran Cuddihy from The Hard Shoulder, is with us as well, Rowan, because like you've been using Duolingo.
I'm half the man, Rowan is, because I've only done it for a year. What he didn't tell you there is that you've got these things called streak freezes, so that if you do go to bed and you fall asleep and you forget to do it, you get away with it and then you can rebuild them back up. But they're kind of few and far between. So I did Irish. I've been doing Irish.
Yeah.
I'm up to about kind of day 370 something now, yeah.
Right.
Okay, well.
Why did you go for the learning language app route, Kieran?
Kind of a bit like Rowan. Like I didn't kind of sit down and kind of do up an Excel spreadsheet with pros and cons about the different ways you could go about it. It's just an easy way to start. It's just an really easy way to start. It's free. There's kind of premium versions of Duolingo you can sign up to. But you can just download the free version and dip your toe. And if you don't like it, it won't have cost you anything. Mm. So that's probably why I started doing it. And then the streak thing is probably like, you look, I'm sure they've spent a fortune on kind of behavioral kind of psychologists to design the app in such a way that it keeps people coming back. And that's what the streak thing does. It keeps you coming back. And it's, do you know what? To really learn a language, and I know you asked Rowan about being fluent, you need to do more than Duolingo. And what you really need to do is immerse yourself in it. You need to be speaking it to people.
How's your Irish now?
My Irish is an awful lot better than it was last year, but probably when it improved most was the kind of periods over the last year when I was supplementing Duolingo with other stuff. Like, so I did another course where, and again, it was an online course, but Shabelle Davitt, this kind of Irish teacher, I'll call her, but she's an awful lot more than that. But she would ring me once a week on the phone when I was driving home for the commute home, and we would just try and talk in Irish. And then Patricia at All About Irish kind of did something similar back in spring. So loads of people were kind of volunteering to help me after they heard me mention it on the radio. And those were the two periods of time when my Irish probably came on the most. And it wasn't so much that my language skills developed the most. What a lot of it was, and maybe again, this is a bit different with Rowan, whereas he's learning a new language from scratch. All of us learned Irish for like 14 years.
I'd say you had a decent base, had you?
No, but it's just, it's confidence. Yeah. Is what an awful lot of it is now, with Irish. But Rowan's right, like with Duolingo, it's vocabulary is what you do learn.
But you were probably using Irish, I imagine, with the kids at home. Like that was probably a contributory factor, no?
You can use, you find you can use it a little bit more. Well, I don't do the homework with them. I delegate that task.
You dodge that.
Well, I'm working here, Andrea. You know
fair
what
enough.
I mean?
A
I'm
decent
providing
excuse.
A public service to the nation every afternoon here while they're doing their homework. But I do like, and my eldest, Sam loves Irish actually in school. It's one of his favourite subjects. Yeah. So that kind of helps a little bit. You can kind of speak a little bit with them, and they love doing Duolingo with me.
Oh, do
they?
Do
it in the morning. If we're having breakfast, I'll sometimes do it with them, and they love to kind of gather around because it's nice and fun and interactive, and you're kind of matching up words. And I'm always surprised a little actually at how much they know.
Really?
Yeah.
Pádraig Ryan is from the ELC Euro Language College. Do you like the likes of the language apps, Pádraig? Are they like, they've got to have a benefit?
Oh, they do. They do, of course. We used Nuolang a few years ago for our students. They, before they came, attended our residential immersive courses, they had to practice phrases in French, German and Spanish a few years ago through an app called Nuolang. So we're all for it in terms of practicing the language. I think it's in terms of conversation in particular, it's excellent. But I think both your contributors there, both Kieran and Ronan, have got it right in terms of the vocab, the verbs, the tenses, the grammar. It's very difficult to perfect it to 100%. That's why the immersive language courses tend to be better. And I think it's to supplement what we already do in terms of learning a language, be it in primary school or secondary school. Definitely the apps are of huge benefit.
Yeah. Well, as Kieran mentioned, like there's the level of interactivity, and particularly for kids.
Yeah, it's fantastic. My daughter attends an Irish primary school, the Jez in Galway, and I can see with her learning in terms of me speaking the language to her, she understands it all, you know, and she's only 7 and she's getting to start to speak back to me in the language. So immersion, I haven't sat her down and done any apps yet, but I'm sure we're going to get there with education and the edtech industry in terms of the way it's moving forward.
Yeah. Did you do any supplementary courses or work, Rowan, aside from Duolingo like Kieran?
I did, yeah. I spent a week in Barcelona this year doing a course there, yeah.
Which
was
really
good. I found it's because it's completely different type of learning, exactly as the other said. It's I found like my actual speaking came on so much over the week, where I was so comfortable like going around the city and say doing like day to day conversation was, I found that very easy after that.
Mm. Would you go to the Gaeltacht, Kieran?
I would personally, but I mean, what is it? Kind of 2 or 3 weeks on my own in the summer. I don't think my wife would have any interest in going to the Gaeltacht.
Yeah.
And I don't think she'd be too keen on me disappearing for 3 weeks for a little indulgence like this. I would. I absolutely would. And I'd love to do another. I think it's easy sometimes to give out and say, you know, there needs to be more support. There's actually so many courses out there. If people actually look for them,
Conor
na Gaeilge, Gaeillin, all of these different people are offering courses. Like if it's Irish, and there's equivalences in French and Spanish and everything else out there, if people want to dip their toe. And I could see myself signing up for something with Conor na Gaeilge and doing something with people. But what I would say this is for people, you know, who think maybe Duolingo isn't as immersive as they would like it to be, it's something. It's better than nothing.
If I hadn't
done it, then when kind of myself and Shabelle stopped doing the phone calls last year, I wouldn't have done anything.
Okay.
And then after Patricia and myself stopped the phone calls in spring, I wouldn't have done a single screed of Irish since spring up until now.
To learn French since my newfound love of France. Yeah.
All right. Where does this newfound love of France come from? Since you went on holidays.
Yeah, oh, I went twice in the last 2 years. And I love it. Like, I've never been before. And I wish I'd learned French. I learned German at school. And
your man's English isn't that good then, is it?
Hmm?
Your man's English isn't that good, no?
Very, very good. Listener says, I got pretty decent Chinese from these apps. Well, I think I did. I wonder how a Chinese person, they might think differently, says this texter. I have Duolingo I've been using it for 300 plus days and I do have pretty good Spanish. I actually think that it really helps. What about you, John? John Riley's the editor of TheEffect.net. It's a regular gaming contributor. He's also a regular contributor to, of course, News Talk's Tech Talk with Jess Kelly. John, are we seeing much more of the kind of, well, gamification of new learning skills.
I think that's the good term for what the guys were mentioning there about their streaks, the gamification aspect going. It becomes almost like a healthy addiction, if that's even such a thing, that, you know, you want to, you put pressure on yourself to make sure you hit those streaks and you don't break them. So it's a good way to incentivize people to come into something that's not all that pleasant, really. You know, learning a new language probably shouldn't be as fun as Duolingo is making it. But yeah, it's gamification, as you mentioned, and this goes back almost as far as the periodic table. When that was invented, Russian guy, a Russian kind of chemist, he was a really keen, avid card player. And he goes, how am I going to make this more legible or more understandable? So he laid out all the elements on the table, like cards, and turned it into a kind of a game for himself. And that made it really more digestible and understandable for people up to this day.
So for people, or parents maybe in particular, that might be concerned that it's too much of a game for children, and they're maybe trying to, you know, how do you let them use this game and you won't let them use other games? It's very different, I suppose, John.
Yeah. I think it's like, if you have a problem of your kid wanting to log into Duolingo every day, I think that's a good problem to have. You know, if it's not Minecraft and it's not anything else, I think it's you're on the right path. And it really is just incentivizing, enticing people using gaming mechanisms like badges, like achievements, to kind of really go, I've achieved something, I've actually done something, and it's very user friendly. So even though I have never really used a language learning app, but Google Maps is a very good kind of, for something that's, you know, it's user contributions,
John,
that make
I couldn't live without it.
Like, my whole entire life is powered by it, and I'm a big contributor to it because I just get so much out of it. I like to review food places, new restaurants, all notions, but it works. And I kind of send my photos up to Google Maps, and like, it's Google Maps wouldn't exist without its contributors, because then why would you use it if people didn't put in the photos, put in the reviews? That in itself has badges, and I'm really incentivized to get to the next level and I'm a local guide or whatever, that's their term they use. But again, it's something that shouldn't be a game, they've turned into a game, and I'm incentivized to use it more. Yeah. So it's all for the good.
Good stuff. John Riley, editor of TheEffect.net. Kieran Cuddihy, your own presenter, The Hard Shoulder. Also, Rowan Harris, thanks a million for your time. And Pádraig Ryan from the ELC Euro Language College.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.